Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, sharing the good news with you tonight. I wanted to welcome all of my brothers and sisters who are tuning in tonight. Today is such a blessed day. We receive such wonderful news that we've been waiting for so long to hear. Starting next week, Thursday, we will be ministering to the women at WCCC in Kailua at 6:30 in the evenings in the chapel. We'll be doing that every Thursday, and they're going to be alternating the housing units. So if you have any loved ones that are there, tell them sign up for Thursday night chapel, 6:30 to 8, with Free Inside Ministry. But I'd also like to shout out to my brothers that are at Waiava. We're not going to be able to get there tonight, my brothers. I apologize for that. But to boys in the Cash Box program up there, aloha, keep up the good work, keep up the faith. To our Berean boys and our Friday chapel attendees at Halava, looking forward to seeing you guys this Friday. My brothers, keep up the good work, stay in the word, stay focused. You know, like we say in chapel, we are either in crisis or in Christ. Let us focus to be in Christ. FDC boys, it's been a while, but we'll be there on Sunday afternoon to share with you praise and worship. I want to hear all of the good praise reports that will be forthcoming that day. We've missed you, and it's been a while, but we're looking forward to be with you then. And we also want to say aloha to all of our brothers that are in OCCC, Module 18. You guys blow me away with your praise and worship. And for you guys over there in Annex 1, we're looking forward to coming back again Saturday evening if possible, if everything works out right. Actually, I believe we'll be in Halava doing a praise and worship concert that evening, so we might not be over there, Annex 1, but we'll get back to you. Busy, busy times. The Lord is good. God is good all the time. Not our time, but His time. Free Inside Ministry is our prison ministry that has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the broken, to reach the lost, and to reach the incarcerated. To preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and offer words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in the facilities on the island of Oahu and even as far away as Saguaro and Red Rock, Arizona. We will be heading there shortly in the first weekend of May to visit and minister to our brothers there. Looking forward to that trip with our Delta team that we're taking in. Excuse me. Feel free to check out our website, www.freeinsideministry.org, when you can find all of our recorded broadcasts for your listening enjoyment. We also have a Facebook page, Free Inside Ministry, and we have an email address, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Please drop me a line. Send me a note or a suggestion, or let me know if this program has reached out and touched anyone that you know or any of your loved ones, and if it's made an impact in your life. Our whole goal and our whole vision, it's not about a big church. It's not about a big religion. It's not much about big of anything except the big God. We just hope and pray that you get right with God. God wants a relationship. Man wants religion. You see, religion looks good. It just doesn't work. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future. That's in Jeremiah 29:11. And as you know, my beloved, that is our anchor verse for Free Inside Ministry. But you see, it also goes on to say in verses 12 to 14, in those days, when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land. I also want to give a shout out and a big mahalo to all those other volunteers and all these other pastors and reverends and apostles that continue to go in behind the walls to reach the incarcerated, and they do it for the love of those that are lost. I just want to thank you because we know the harvest is great, but the laborers are few and so much work to be done. You know, it's as it says in the book of Matthew, and this is explains a lot of reasons, the calling upon our heart for this ministry. For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me. Then these righteous ones will reply, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink, or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will say, I tell you the truth, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it for me. Hallelujah, the word of our Lord. You see, because a lot of times people don't understand why we do what we do, but it's a call that the Lord has put upon our heart. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that the captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. Hallelujah. Tonight's message, my beloved, if you're just tuning in, this is Free Inside Ministry, 99.5 FM, The Word. We're on Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 p.m. Shout out to one of our faithful sponsors, Honolulu Ford, Mark Benson and his crew doing a wonderful job out there. Thank you so much for investing in the kingdom, my brother. But tonight, I wanted to focus the message on, but you were lost. Now, excuse the cough, I'm still battling a cold, but I'm getting better. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. But you were lost. When growing up small kid time, you know how it is, if you ever got lost at Ala Moana, or say, for those of you that are at my age, if I say the word Gems, you know that'd be on Dillingham Boulevard, or how about Arakawa's out in Waipahu, you know, or some of these other stores that have long been gone now. You go to the mall, or you go to the store. See, the malls weren't really around. Ala Moana was, but we didn't have Pearl Ridge or Wynwood Mall until later on. But you go to a big store. And you know how you don't want to hold your mom's hand. You don't want to hold your dad's hand because, you know, you're 7 years old. You know where to go. You know what to do. You know how to do it. You know everything. 7 years old. All of a sudden, you think they're right there. You go around the corner, and they're gone. They're gone. And you get that feeling that just turns your stomach over and over into knots. You start sweating, and your bottom gets really, really warm because you know you're going to get cracks. Because you've lost your parents. They have not lost you. You have lost your parents. The ones that brought you there, the ones that feed you, the ones that house you, the ones that put the clothes on your back, the one that puts the roof over your head. Everything that you need to support your lifestyle, at 7 years old isn't much, but they're your sustenance. You've lost that connection. You've lost them. What I'm trying to get at is we all get lost. Some of us, that could be our worst nightmare, at 7 years old, being lost in a store. But many of us might have been lost later on in life. We might have lost our way along the path we were walking. We might have been going down the road one way, and all of a sudden, we're on a U-turn going the direct opposite way. Some of us sitting right now on our beds or our bunks are wondering, where is this God? Where is this Messiah? Who is this Jesus? Because you see, everything you've tried has failed you. Everything you have attempted has not worked out right. Everything you thought you were doing is getting undone. And that's why we always say, right now in your life, this isn't the end in the road. It's a bend in the road. But it's still up to you. What are you going to do with what you have right now? As I said earlier, we are either living in crisis or we're living in Christ. Either way, it's a choice. But tonight's message is, but you are lost. And I'm going to be coming out of the Jesus book, the West Side Version. And Jesus tells three parables. These are heavenly stories with earthly meanings. And it was the one about the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. To refresh your memory, I'm going to offer these to you. The story about the lost sheep. One time, all the guys that collect money for tax for the government and the other guys that get bad name, when come together by Jesus for listen. But the Pharisee guys and the teachers that teach God's rules when go squawk, they go say, this guy get people with bad name for his friends and he eat with them. So Jesus tell him this for teach him. He say, hey, what you think? If one of you guys get 100 sheeps, but one sheep stay lost, huh? You gonna leave the 99 sheeps inside the boonies and go look for the sheep that stay lost, that one sheep. When you find them, you feel real good inside and you put them on top of your shoulders and go home. Then you tell all your friends and all the people next door, hey, come party with me, because I went find my sheep that was lost. I'm telling you, same thing. God and the angel guys inside the sky feel more good inside because of one bad guy that come sorry for all the bad kind stuff he went do and like Paul do him. Then because all the other guys that think they don't need come sorry. That's a story about the lost sheep. The story about the lost coin is still in the book of Luke chapter 15. This will be in verse 8. Oh, what do you think? If one wahini, she get 10 silver coins and she go lose one, what's she going to do? She going to open up one lamp, then she going to sweep the whole house and she going to look real good until she find them. And when she find them, she going to tell all her friends and the people next door, hey, come party with me because I find my coin that was lost. I'm telling you, same thing. The angel guys that stay with God, they feel plenty good inside. Every time one bad guy comes sorry for all the bad kind of stuff he undo, and Paul do them, the angel guys and God, they feel plenty good inside. And the last one was about the prodigal son. We covered a little bit last night, but I'm going to reference it tonight. Last night we talked about the four D's of the devil. Deception, dislocation, depression, and then death. But tonight it's a different focus, my beloved. It's a different take. We're looking at it from a different angle because we're looking at it from the perception of but you were lost. Excuse me. So let me skip down to the part where he had come to his senses. I love that. We'll start off in verse 17 in Luke chapter 15, verse 17. I love this. Then he wises up and thinks, hey, how come? Oh, but that's in the other versions, it would say he came to his senses. But I like the Jesus version because I can relate to that one. Then he wises up and thinks, hey, how come? All the guys that work for my father for pay, they get more plenty food than they can eat. Me, I'm so hungry over here. Little bit more, I go mock it. More bad, I go back with my father, I think. Then I can go tell him, Papa, I don't do bad things against God in the sky and against you. I'm not good enough to be your boy. Let me work for you for pay. So then, bumbye, I pay you back. Then he went leave that place and now he go look for his father. He's still far away from the house when his father went go spock him. Now his father's heart went filled with pity and he started for go run. He go hug his boy and kiss him. The boy say, hey, Papa, nah, if I went do bad things against God in the sky and against you, I'm not good enough to be your boy. The father went tell his worker guys, come quick, hurry up, get over here. Get me one robe, the best one we get, put him on top of him, and get the ring, put the ring. Yeah, the ring, put him on top of his fingers. Hey, get some shoes, put him on top of his feet. And go get the bestest young cow we get and go kill him, go make him party tonight. Yeah, we're going to eat, we're going to dance, we're going to sing. This is my boy. Right here, this is my boy. Just like he went market, but now he come back alive because he was lost. But now we find him. And they would make a party. Now some of us might say that, what's the connection, Bula? You have the lost sheep, you have the lost coin, and you have the lost son. Is the connection that every time after they were found, there was a party? No, not really. although that is a common denominator. Maybe that was the exuberance in the heavens. Maybe that was the joy being experienced up in the heavenlies. But if we look at the lost sheep, the sheep was like a sinner who did not understand about sin. A sinner is someone who does not obey God. He does not do what God wants. So the other 99 were obedient, but this one went off its own way. The lost coin was more like a careless sinner. And the lost son, the prodigal son, he was more like a sinner who chose to do wrong deeds. But you see, in all of these, they get found. See, in the lost sheep, Jesus said that there's a great joy in heaven when a sinner repents. Our God is good and kind, but he hates sin. That's why he makes it possible for every sinner, not just a few, not a couple, for every sinner to repent. And when that person or sinner repents, God's going to forgive that person. And God's going to give a new life to that person. In John 10:10, a thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come to give you life and in abundance, a perfect life. See, what the challenge was with the Pharisees was, they didn't realize that God offered hope to the sinners. The Pharisees thought that a sinner had to obey the traditions. They had to obey their religious doctrine. They had to go through their religious rituals. Pharisees thought that they were the only good people. They didn't believe in repentance. When we look at the story of the lost coin, it's about a woman who loses the coin. And she looks for it very, very carefully. She cleans the whole house. But when she finds it, when she finds the lost coin, she still had 9 coins. She only lost 1. But when she finds that coin, she calls her friends to be happy with her. In that same way, Jesus says that there is great happiness. There's joy in heaven when a sinner repents. Like we always say, when someone comes to the Lord, let all heaven rejoice for the salvation of just one soul. You see, in the third parable, you know, it's a story about the father with the 2 sons. The younger son asks him for his inheritance, and he gets it. But he squanders all of the money away. He moves to a far, far country. You see, he's just like the lost sheep. The lost sheep wandered away. The lost coin is a careless sinner. But the lost son made a decision. He meant to leave. He meant to go away. He had intention. He intended to leave his father's house. And he did. And eventually what happens when he leaves? Everything goes wrong. He has no more money. He spent all his inheritance. There's even a famine upon the land, so he cannot go steal mangoes and avocados. He can't even go steal food for eat. And that's when he is with the pigs. That is when he is looking down at the food of the pigs, thinking to himself, if I had some Tabasco and ketchup, I can crack them with these pigs and nobody would know. To me, that's the bottom of the barrel. That's almost at the end of the road. That's where you really have gone through all your resources. And at that time, when he comes to his senses, you know, and it's at that time when I love that classic line in chapter 15, verse 17 in the Jesus book. Then he wise up and think, hey, how come? Hey, how come? I love that. Because in the NLT version, it says, when he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, at home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare, and here I am dying of hunger. How come? Sometimes we have that how come moment. But just like in the other 2 parables, when the son comes home, the lost son, there is a party, there's a celebration, because the father is so ecstatic, he is so happy that his son who was lost is now found. You see, the thing about these 3 parables about being lost, the only way we can find our way is through Jesus Christ. God is holy and he cannot allow sin, but he has made it possible for us to come to him. But we have to be humble. We have to repent. Once we repent of our sins, God will forgive us and he will bless us. we must be like the younger son. We must repent. We must say what that younger boy said in verse 21, chapter 15. And it's in that verse he says, "Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son." And in the Jesus book, chapter 15 and verse 21, the boy say, "Papa, I won't do bad things against God in the sky and against you. I'm not good enough to be your boy." That is repentance. That is repenting for what you have done. That is realizing that you have to come to the Lord and our Savior. "I have sinned against heaven and against you. I do not deserve to be your son." You see, all of us walking the face of this earth, we're lost. Some form or some manner. Many of us don't even realize that because we're so busy doing what we do. And, you know, it's just really interesting when I just said that, I thought of something, busy. Someone once showed me what the word busy really means. He asked me, "What does busy mean?" I said, "Well, busy means you got to go do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, you got to do that, boom, 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 you know, rock and roll, early morning, night to day, dark to dark. That's busy, right?" He goes, "No, that's not really the definition of busy." I said, "What are you talking about, man?" So he writes on the board, B-U-S-Y. Of course, Bula, that's how you spell busy. But under the B, he put bondage. Under the U, he put under. Under the S, he put Satan. And under the Y, he put yoke. So when we say that we're busy, 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 we have so many activities or things to do, places to go and people to see. When we're so busy, when our schedule is so crammed from time to time, and we're going from event to event because everyone else is busy, so we should be busy so that we have some social value, I guess, in this thing we call life. When we're busy, it's actually bondage under Satan's yoke. Because sometimes, and I'm guilty of this too. Come on, I'm not preaching to the choir. You get so busy doing stuff, and that we think it's all in the doing that makes it right. In the doing does nothing but keep us busy. When was the last time you cracked the Bible open? When was the last time you did some devotions? When was the last time you had some quiet time with God? When was the last time you had a conversation with God? When was the last time you were able to pray for your loved ones? When was the last time you were able to pray for your neighbors? When was the last time you were able to pray for our country? When was the last time you were able to pray for our president? When was the last time you prayed for world peace? When was the last time you were able to pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Too busy, huh? Funny, it's how we look at things. It's how we perceive things. It's our perception. But you see, the Lord didn't want us to be busy. The Lord wanted us to be disciples and to share the good news. And you see, what happens when we're busy is we get anxious. We worry about things. But in Philippians 4, 6, verses 6 and 7, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." See, when we're so busy that we can't pray, I think we're missing the mark. We have to remember, "I can do all this through him who gives me strength." So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. We want to run the race and finish the race strong. So let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Oh, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. But my favorite verse, and to my beloved, I don't know if you're sitting on the edge of your bunk, if you're lying in your bed, listening to this program tonight and asking, "God, I feel lost. I feel like I've missed the mark. I feel like I'm falling short." Look up Romans 8:28 in your Bible when you have some time and think about it. Ponder it. Think deeply about it. Say it out loud. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. My beloved, my prayer is that you are in a right relationship with God. Like I said earlier, it's not about a big church. It's not about a big religion. It's about a big God that I know, that I serve. As Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. You know, we just got to realize, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2:10. My beloved, hold on tight to God. If you don't know God, ask him to come into your heart. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Tell him you need a Lord and a Savior. Tell him you want to change your life. You want him to change your life tonight, right now. And hold on to him. If the world got you where you're at right now, I promise you, the Word will get you out. It will deliver you. And you'll be free inside. Bless you. I'll see you tomorrow night. Ahuiho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.